The announcement made by U.S. Steel this morning that it will not idle the plant is great news. It's great news to steelworkers and to this community.
You still have some concerns, though, because some people are still going to be laid off.
Yes. Unfortunately, the company has informed the union that approximately 80 workers will be laid off within the next couple of weeks, subsequent to the WARN notice that was issued 60 days ago. We're hopeful that this will not be a long-term layoff for these employees and that market conditions will be improved to the point later this summer that they'll be recalled.
As I understand it, one blast furnace is going to be shut down and some equipment's going to be put in. Can you shed light on that for me?
Our steelmaking operation here in Granite City consists of two blast furnaces. One furnace is currently in operation, and only one furnace will continue to be in operation. And we've had two what we call casting machines also at this facility. Only one of them will be in operation this summer. The second one is being replaced. We had an announcement made a couple months ago by U.S. Steel that it was going to shut down the coke batteries here at this facility. I wouldn't say that it's totally unrelated, however, because the decision to shut down any facility, such as these coke ovens, is always done with an eye on market conditions and on forecasts for orders. So I wouldn't say it's totally unrelated.
And there's still some concerns about international products and dumping and so forth.
There continues to be that concern. The steel industry is really operating right now at recession levels. We have a tremendous amount of unused capacity in the industry. And the conditions that we're experiencing in the steel industry is caused in part by a flood of imported steel products from offshore, much of which we think is being illegally dumped in this country. And there are some lawsuits being planned in response to this illegal dumping.
But as for today's announcement, was it an increase in domestic orders that prompted the shift in the company's stance, or was there something else at play here?
I don't really have the detail of everything that went into the company's assessment of how it wanted to balance its operations in the United States, so I really can't address that. Going forward, the union believes strongly that there's a need for change to existing trade laws, and we will be pushing for changes in trade laws that will bring about a level playing field and to address things like currency manipulation and other means by which steel companies offshore gain an unfair advantage. We'll be continuing to watch that legislation and support legislation that would bring that level playing field about.
Do you know if there's a sense in D.C. for support for the union's efforts on those pieces of legislation?
There certainly is in some quarters of Congress. In fact, there's a bipartisan bill being supported right now by what's referred to as the Steel Caucus. This is a group of about 120 congressmen of both parties who have introduced legislation that would address the dumping of steel and provide a means by which the industry can respond more quickly to illegal dumping instead of, as currently occurs, we have to wait till plants are shut down and thousands of workers lose their jobs before any meaningful efforts are made to address the problem. So there is at least an effort being made, and we're very hopeful that it is passed by Congress.